Good morning, Symphony. Welcome to our morning devotionals. As we continue on in our Lenten series, our passage for today is 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 to 3. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, because we shall see Him as He is. And everyone who thus hopes in Him purifies himself as He is pure. Amen. Verse 1, John says, See or behold what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. Pastor Young in yesterday's sermon talked about how pausing and considering God is essential in building intimacy with Christ. Likewise, John is saying, see and behold what kind of love the Father has given to us so that we can grow in our intimacy with Him. Unfortunately, it is far too common that many people come from broken families. All people are born into a family. Everyone has a biological mother and father that they were not necessarily able to choose, but they were born into. Yet, fully knowing what it means to be a child or their child may have been tainted with divorce, abandonment, division, neglect, arguments, etc. This is because no parent is perfect. All are tainted by sin, and it affects everyone around us, including their children. Yet John is saying that God's type of love is different. We are not just labeled as God's children, but we are God's children. I think sometimes it's hard to fully understand this at face value. God is God. We could have easily been made to be mere servants or little creatures roaming the earth. But no, God chose to love us as His precious and beloved children, you and me. And His love was proven to us on the cross by the death and resurrection of Jesus. Over the weekend, I was on a flight back to Boston. A middle-aged lady was sitting next to me and we struck up conversation and ended up chatting for about an hour. Somehow as we talked, she opened up about how her father was an alcoholic. She said that even at her older age, she still sees the effects of her father's love, or rather lack of, in her life. She said that it painted every aspect of her life, her relationships, her worth, her self-perception, etc. It got me thinking and praying. Imagine if she knew God's heart, the Father's heart for her. Instead of the broken love of her earthly father painting every aspect of her life, imagine the perfect and unconditional love of our Heavenly Father paint and permeate through every aspect of her life. See and behold. See and behold what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. This perfect love that casts out fear. This love that is unfailing and steadfast. This love that was demonstrated for us that while we were sinners, Christ died for us. If you are having trouble imagining this or realizing this, that's okay, and you are not alone. John says that the world does not know this. Don't you see this prevalent in today's society? The world, culture, social media, all telling you that your identity is in success, beauty, reputation, fame. Being a child of God means very little to the world. In fact, the world is hostile towards it. But John says that we are becoming more and more like Jesus, and that when He appears, we shall be like Him inside and out, living in the fullness as children of God. One area that used to be a big blocker in my life was finding my identity in my reputation. When people liked me or affirmed me, it was like treasure and their approval was like a drug. I wanted to be liked and recognized no matter where I was or who I was with. On the flip end, when somebody had any trouble with me or criticized me, I felt my worth crumble at their mere words. It was easy for me to listen to what the world told me to do instead of following God's commands. I felt trapped to the world and it kept me in bondage and fear. But Romans 8 says that we did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but that we have received the spirit of adoption as sons and daughters by whom we cry, Abba, Father. When I first really realized that I was God's beloved daughter, everything in my life changed. I started experiencing freedom from the fear of men. Compliments no longer became the drug that I needed, and criticism was met with a listening and eager ear. I knew that people's words were ultimately not where my worth was. Because I felt so stable in my identity as God's daughter, with His love that was steadfast and jealous for my heart, I experienced the security like no other. This morning, let's identify one thing that we struggle with that often prohibits us from fully living as God's children. Do you find your worth in your academics, your career, your relationships, your finances? For many of us, perhaps we know we are children of God and have tasted what that looks like, but we are too painfully aware of how we are still not living in that truth completely. For me, although I experience breakthroughs in my life, there are definitely days where old thought patterns and lies enter my head and tempt me from believing that my identity is of the world instead. But John encourages us saying that everyone who thus hopes in Jesus purifies himself as he is pure. This means that as we wait for his return, we can be purified day by day. God's desire for us is for us to be fully separated from sin and to be with Him, and we can take the steps each day to choose life. We can set our hope in Christ, knowing that as it says in Philippians 1, that He who began a good work in us will carry it on to completion until the day of Jesus. So let us take heart, have hope. Children of God, let us behold and see this kind of love. Let me close with prayer. Abba, Father, we thank you that you chose us to be your sons and daughters. We did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have given us a spirit of adoption as sons and daughters. Teach us, Lord, how to live in that truth today. Help us, God, to identify the things that we struggle with that prohibit us from really living as your sons and daughters. God, we ask that you would speak your life into those areas and that your love would actually permeate through every single aspect of our life. We don't want our life to be compartmentalized with life with you at church or on Sundays and then the rest of our week following the world, but we want us knowing our identity to change and transform wholeheartedly every aspect of our life. So Jesus, may you come and speak your life over us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.